They're trying to make sense of it. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. That's what Nashville Police Chief John Drake is saying about the parents of the suspect in yesterday's school shooting. He says they told him 28-year-old Audrey Hale was being treated for mental health issues.
Her parents believed that she had only one weapon, but they knew she couldn't own one. She sold it. They were under the thoughts that she had gotten rid of every weapon that she owned, but she had hid different weapons inside the home.
Police say Hale killed three children and three adults when she went into the Covenant School yesterday afternoon. Police say Hale was a former student but did not target specific victims. President Biden says he's reached out to some people in Nashville after the shooting.
I spoke to the police chief. I spoke to the two officers who went in and saved the lives. I've spoken to everyone but the families, and I haven't done that yet.
Yesterday, he again called on Congress to pass a ban on assault weapons. And the president's written a response to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy after McCarthy submitted his budget plan, writing the tax proposals from the House Republican Conference would make the debt problem worse by adding over $3 trillion in new tax spending skewed to the same people who should be paying more. At least 40 people have died in a fire at an immigration center in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, across the border from El Paso, Texas.
The facility housed about 70 men said to be from Central and South America, and there's belief that those inmates started the fire using mattresses. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador calls the incident unfortunate. Dozens of survivors are now at area hospitals. Mexico's National Human Rights Commission will be looking into wider problems at the center. Ciudad Juarez is a major point where migrants cross the border into the U.S.
Fox's Evan Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Counter-terror police have made arrests and raids in Belgium and believe they may have thwarted at least one attack.
Eight people have been arrested over two cases police believe to be connected. What's still unknown is the precise target or targets of the attack. The raids took place in and around the cities of Brussels and Antwerp, where local media report two young adults suspected of violent radicalism had forged links with other potentially dangerous individuals. This as a trial takes place over the deaths of 32 people in Belgium's worst peacetime terror attacks, which took place in Brussels 7 years ago. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Health officials in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, say there's still no sign of a contamination after a chemical spill into the Delaware River upstream of the city of Philadelphia. And they're confident that drinking water will be ineffective at least through Wednesday night. The water-based latex solution spilled into the river after a pipe burst Friday night. Officials have said the solution is non-toxic to humans. Americans are feeling a little better about the economy this month, though inflation is still a concern.
The Conference Board's consumer confidence reading rose to 104.2 this month, a sign that Americans are more hopeful about the future of the economy. The reading is better than expected, though the report is mixed. The gauge that looks ahead 6 months improved, a sign Americans believe things will get better, though the reading was still weak enough to indicate there could be a recession in the next year. And Americans expect prices to rise 6.3% in the next year, no improvement from February. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
On Wall Street, big tech stocks and Wall Street a bit lower. The Dow lost 37 points. The Nasdaq minus 52. The S&P off 6 points. I'm Lisa LaSera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.